Much of the United States is experiencing what is widely being called a heroin epidemic. So far, Idaho is one of a few exceptions, though you may have noticed more news stories lately about heroin-related arrests. Adam Cotterell wanted to know if that epidemic is coming here. He has this report.
There's a story we're hearing in small towns and big cities all over the country. It goes like this. A lot of people get addicted to prescription opiates like oxycodone. When they can't get those anymore, they turn to heroin because the experience is similar and heroin is cheaper and easier to get. Then people start dying because research has shown heroin is the most likely drug to kill its users. In Idaho, we have the first part of that story.
About the last 2 years is when we've seen the opiates take off. Right now, opiates is our number one, even above methamphetamine.
Walter Bogutsky is a counselor at Port of Hope, a drug treatment center in Nampa. Port of Hope can have 35 outpatient clients at a time. It has a dozen beds for inpatients and three of what look like tiny motel rooms.
This is one of our detox rooms. They just come in shake and bake.
Shake and bake?
Shake and bake. They detox without medications.
He says for opiates, that takes 5 or 6 days.
Opiates is one of the worst detoxes. You wish you would die.
Bogutsky says while prescription opioids are the drug of choice for the most Port of Hope patients, recently he's seen an increase in heroin addicts. But Idaho is behind the curve. There's a striking map on the DEA website that shows heroin deaths in 2013. A lot of states have hundreds. Oregon and Utah have as many as 160 each. Washington has more than that. Then there's a block of states with almost none. North and South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. According to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, 5 Idahoans died from heroin overdose that year. Just 1 the year before. 12 died in 2014. They don't have an estimate yet for last year. Bill Lutz is an agent with the DEA office that covers southern Idaho.
Right now we're blessed in the state that we don't have the problems that some of the other states surrounding us have. Is there more heroin today in Idaho than there was 6 years ago when I came to this office? There has been a measurable increase in both availability and use.
But Lutz says heroin numbers in Idaho are still small in comparison to those for other drugs. Meth, he says, remains his top concern.
When we look at the quantity of heroin involved in a typical case, it pales in comparison to Portland or Seattle. Part of that is going to be demand. Part of it is also going to be cost. The heroin in those locations is significantly cheaper to buy than it is here.
Lutz says this is a time when the Treasure Valley's isolation is working in its favor. There is a place in Idaho where the heroin epidemic may be right around the corner. Just ask Stuart Miller.
A lieutenant for the Kootenai County Sheriff's Office.
Kootenai County is home to Coeur d'Alene and is right next to Spokane, where heroin is more prevalent. Miller says he's seen a drug epidemic before. He says meth use reached that level about 15 years ago. It subsided some, he says, but remains a big problem today. Now, Miller says heroin use has overtaken meth and even prescription drugs in Kootenai County. But he says it's not an epidemic yet.
Could it get there? Yeah, I mean, it's easier to obtain than a lot of the other drugs. Being so close to Washington, also that large metropolitan area, I think gives us more of the heroin as well.
Miller thinks it's only a matter of time until the problem is as bad in southwest Idaho as it is in his part of the state. Again, Bill Lutz from the DEA office in Boise.
You know, we can't think for a second that it couldn't happen to us. But, you know, as a state, I feel like we're doing a good job right now looking at and addressing the issue.
For example, Lutz says Idaho is taking action to reduce access to prescription opioids. But that's where things get complicated. A lot of states experiencing the epidemic saw heroin use spike because they made prescription drugs harder to get. Bogutsky from Port of Hope says the state's efforts are already turning opioid addicts to heroin.
They're going to find it. Once they are addicted, they're going to do whatever they have to. They're going to go to the heroin.
But Bogutsky supports Idaho's efforts. He says the state shouldn't avoid attacking the prescription problem for fear of making the heroin problem worse, even though he thinks it will make the heroin problem worse. Like Stuart Miller from Kootenai County, Bogutsky thinks there's no way to prevent the heroin epidemic from reaching the Treasure Valley. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.